Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project in Trafalgar Square on the 13th of July 2009 at 10:13 a.m. If I could ask you to please state your name, your surname, your age and where you come from.
My name's Keith Taylor, I'm 58. I now come from South Cambridgeshire, originally from the northeast of England.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first heard about the One Another project?
About 6 or 8 weeks ago, possibly, from a friend who, having entered themselves, inquired as to whether I would like to have my name put forward, to which I agreed.
So what was your inspiration or motivation in applying?
My inspiration and motivation was really that it was something I'd not done before, and one was prepared to try most things.
So what are you planning on doing on the plinth?
I shall do what I would normally do at sort of 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, which would be read the paper, have something to eat.
Very nice. And what are you eating?
Smoked salmon, a little brown bread, a squeeze of lemon and black pepper, obviously. Because it's not breakfast, when champagne would be the order, it'll have to be claret at that time of day, I'm afraid. So, a glass of claret.
Thank you very much. How would you describe yourself?
Trying hard not to be middle-aged, presumably failing, given that I'm 58. Retired and enjoying every moment of it. I guess I like travel, although, as we have four dogs, we haven't been able to get away that much of late. And I don't like flying very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's somebody texting me.
What are you planning, what are you expecting the reaction to be when you're up on the plinth?
I'd be very surprised if there's any. Conceivably a couple of boos do something. Although my understanding is that not quite what it's about. It's about an individual perception of your space and that time, as it were. But given the time of day, and assuming it doesn't rain, then a few mildly interested tourists and a few flash photography. Outside of that, I'm no idea at all. I'm all anticipation.
How did you feel when you found out that you had the opportunity to
Disappointed for friends and members of the extended family who had also entered and hadn't got in, I think, was the first thing. But from then on, interest. Excitement I don't particularly do. As I said earlier, when I arrived, my main concern was getting here on the transport system in sufficient time. But I think I should be intrigued to see what happens, not necessarily to other people, but how I feel when I'm up there.
And how are you feeling 45 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
Quite relaxed. Hoping it won't rain. I have somebody bringing an umbrella, but holding an umbrella up in one hand and doing a crossword in the other's not as easy as it might seem.
So who will be supporting you? Who will be coming down and supporting you here today?
I have my partner is coming down and a chum of hers who lives in London.
Okay, thank you. What kind of impact would you like to have, or would you like the project to have?
I suspect that's rather more likely to be distilled retrospectively, in as much as there is no given aim other than to have 2,400 people on the plinth for an hour doing things that aren't illegal. I don't think I have any expectations until one can analyse whoever is analysing the data has done so and presumably published it somewhere.
And how are you expecting the experience to affect you, if at all?
I wouldn't expect it to affect me very much at all, apart from a bit of a ribbing in the local over the next couple of days.
Thank you very much. If I could ask you to tell us, what would you consider to be most important to you at the moment?
The health of friends and family. Well, that's a pat answer, but when you get to this sort of age, people around you are moving on as well, so one can be more acutely aware, I think.
And can you describe for us, just explain a little bit of your background?
Yes, Northeast, parents in the Foreign Service, so boarding school, a little bit of college, and then working for a commercial enterprise for nearly 20 years, until I retired 18 years ago.
Thank you very much. What hopes or fears do you have for maybe this experience on the plinth, if not this experience on the plinth in general?
My hope for the experience on the plinth is to get up there, sit there comfortably, and get off again without any damage to me or anybody else. As to the wider hope and fears, I don't think I can say I think global warming is dangerous, because I'm yet to be convinced that it's not just a natural phenomenon, as with ice ages in years gone by, or centuries, millennia gone by. One argues that people going into Iraq, for instance, was proven to be somewhat over-enthusiastic. One would argue again that it's a fairly long step from people being in other parts of the world to identifying it to Charing Cross Road or anywhere like that. What do we have, police and MI6 for, one has to ask oneself. So I'm not too sure I'm keen on interfering in other people's kinds that much.
Okay, thank you very much. Have you any thoughts or comments on the One Another project as a whole?
Again, I think it's a brilliant idea. I think Mr. Gormley has managed to provoke funding for it, obviously, otherwise it wouldn't exist. That will be another feather in his cap, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you very much.